From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, one city in the Metro East will soon have more public art downtown. The Belleville Mural Project is installing its first round of murals in the center of the city.
It's kind of taking Belleville from a bedroom community, a sleepy suburb, and making it its own destination.
St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt speaks with artists and community members about the project's potential impact. First, the news. Missouri has carried out its first execution since January 2017. Russell Bucklew was put to death last night for a string of crimes, including killing a man in 1996. His lawyers argued execution by lethal injection would amount to cruel and unusual punishment because Bucklew had a rare medical condition causing blood-filled tumors in his head and neck. The case has received national attention. There were no signs of distress during the execution. Bucklew killed Michael Sanders in 1996, raped a former girlfriend, and shot a state trooper. He also attacked his ex-girlfriend's mother and her boyfriend. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has announced his nominees to serve on a panel examining governance in St. Louis and the county. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more about Page's Board of Freeholders decision-making.
Page's picks for the 19-person Board of Freeholders include former Bi-State Development Chief John Nations and former Democratic County Executive candidate Mark Montavani. It comes more than a week after St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson picked her 9 appointees, who are awaiting confirmation from the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Page says he hopes the board gathers a lot of input from the public about any sort of consolidation plan to put before voters.
I want to see a board that thinks creatively, listens carefully, and finds solutions that we can all get behind.
The Board of Freeholders could present a city-county merger proposal to local voters, including a plan to have St. Louis become a municipality within St. Louis County. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis Airport Advisory Working Group will likely vote today on whether to issue a request for qualifications. It would allow the panel to review potential bidders interested in leasing St. Louis-Lambert International Airport. Board of Aldermen President Lewis Reed says the process is like asking interested companies for their resumes. He says the real decision on whether to privatize Lambert will come later, during a request for proposals or an RFP.
Once we get through an RFP process, we truly have something to make a decision on. I mean, everyone that says they're for or against, they have no idea because there's like literally nothing in front of us to say what we can make a decision on.
Reed made those comments during an appearance on St. Louis on the Air. The working group has said a private company will not be able to take over airport operations until late next year at the earliest. If you enjoy listening to The Gateway, let the world know. Write a review or rate us wherever you get the podcast. I appreciate it when listeners do that, but the bosses, oh, they love it. Artists in Belleville are painting the town red and many other colors. The Belleville Mural Project is bringing murals to the sides of 4 buildings in the city's downtown core. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt reports, artists and organizers believe the effort will have a lasting impact.
Scott Pondrum sets up a ladder and places a few paint cans in front of a large white wall. It's marked with chalk and painted outlines to guide him through the mural he's about to paint. He shakes one of the paint cans, pops it open, and gets to work, slowly applying mint-colored paint to the vast wall.
Instead of doing too many layers of different colors to get depth, I just chose all these flat colors and then allow the wall texture to create some kind of depth on its own.
The St. Louis-based artist has completed about 12 other murals of similar size in the Grove, downtown St. Louis, and around Cherokee Street. He says this one is different because of the wall surface.
It's like a concrete block that has a pyramid surface to it.
The wall isn't quite flat, and that's the very reason he wanted to work on the project. Pondrum's mural is on the side of a nutritional supplements business and revolves around the theme Get Up and Go. He says he tried to make those letters into an abstract base coat of colors.
And then there's going to be more artwork on top of it. There's a number of figures that will go on this base coat.
They'll be jumping, flipping, and climbing around the letters. Pondrum's mural will be one of the first large public paintings produced by the Belleville Mural Project. The organization sought designs to bring color and character into the city's downtown core. Pondrum compares the area as it is to a gallery, which only draws people when full of compelling artwork.
Mural projects like this, where there's multiple murals in one location, does the same thing on a grander scale.
Jessica Kopecki is another one of the project's artists and says these murals can help define the downtown space.
Downtown areas are like a heart of a city, right? And people want to feel that energy. If you've ever been to a city that doesn't have like a real like solid downtown or an anchor, it's not the same.
She says this kind of project naturally draws more people to move around the community. And that's what Mural Project committee members hope the endeavor does for Belleville. Emily Smith is one of them.
It's kind of taking Belleville from a bedroom community, a sleepy suburb, and making it its own destination.
Smith moved to Belleville 2 years ago when her husband was stationed at Scott Air Force Base. She says she's lived across the United States and in many other countries.
We've sort of seen all sorts of different cultures and the way that art is wrapped into those places. And so the idea that we could bring that sort of energy, that sort of culture to Belleville was really exciting.
Other city residents saw the way public art impacted communities outside of Belleville and wanted the town to follow suit. Sarah Pluniak joined the committee for that reason.
I have seen throughout the years murals go up in bigger cities like Austin and Nashville, and I just have seen such a great following and thought there's no reason why Belleville shouldn't have that.
Pluniak is a lifelong Belleville resident and says these paintings are an opportunity to showcase the city's ties to the arts beyond major events like Art on the Square. And personally, she says she hopes the murals convey the values that have kept her in the community for so long.
I see that this town is full of love and full of hope, and it is just a great opportunity to show everyone that on the outside.
These first murals will be finished by October 11th, and Pluniak says they're just the beginning.
We've had a lot of prospects, a lot of people coming to us asking us, like, hey, can we get a mural on our wall? Or we have our wall to offer.
The mural project is moving forward with other potential locations. Two more downtown sites passed the city's Zoning Board of Appeals last Thursday. They move on to the City Council for final approval. In Belleville, I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Holly Edgel edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Before we wrap up, a reminder, it's a big night for the St. Louis Blues. They open a new season at home against Washington and will raise the Stanley Cup championship banner before tonight's game at Enterprise Center. Follow me on Twitter, at Wayne Radio. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.